testing on full. Hello, test. David Schwimmer. That's right. You go to the doctor and you have to get tested because you're not able to get a kid going. And he says, just go into that room, get a porno magazine, and put the result in the jar, and I'll check your David Schwimmers. It'll be wonderful, and that's something you should definitely do. Yes, it's Christmas. Or it's the Christmas season. I just put up all my lights. I gotta check them later. Gonna go have some turka with the ma. Got Grateful Dead on in the background, but I'm not trying to record a show here.
Dashing through the snow.
Dash!
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, hey.
Over the fields we go.
Oh, wow, this is good snow.
Ah. Bells on bobtail ring.
Ding, ding. What the hell's a bobtail?
Making spirits bright.
Oh, my spirits aren't bright.
What fun it is.
Oh, it's fun.
To ride, sing a sleigh and
oh,
song
yes,
tonight.
That's right. Oh, boy.
Jingle bells.
Jingle bells. Jingle bells.
Ugh. Oh, what fun.
No, it's not. Not fucking fun. Not fucking fun at all. Jingle bells, jingle bells, bite me. Bitch. What is this, the Andrew Sisters singing this crappy song? I don't care. Boy, it's so cheery.
A day or two ago,
see, I'll get my ratings up if I play Christmas music here on Radio Lot. Wait a minute, is she gonna bang this guy on the sled?
Misfortune seemed his lot.
Sure.
He got into a drifted bang
and said, I don't have condoms. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Hey!
Oh, what fun.
Radio Lawn. It's weird, avant-garde, mainstream, noodlings.
The first step on the road to mental hygiene is admitting that you're sick.
Yes.
Radio Lawn. It's topical, humorous, opinionated, dumb stuff.
Shazam flip.
Gentlemen, this is completely unacceptable.
Radio Lawn. It's Gush Limbart, Carrie Alice Allen, Daniel Penistar, Toad Leaderpiece, and a cast of several.
Damn, that's good.
You're a very sick person.
And now, here's the host of the Radio Lawn program, Quince Edward Flatulence III.
Yes, I'm Quince Edward Flatulence. I'm not going to shout. I'm not going to howl. I'm not. Boy, I got a hawker in my. Wow, I can't. Tried to say something. I need a drink of this beverage over here. What is this? Daniel Penistar dropped this off. What is this? Ah, Pabst. Okay. Everybody, you're going to listen to more Doggy Radio Highlights with Howler. Romeo Rabbit, guest starring on Doggy Radio, and here's more of those highlights. We now join Ricochet, Boomer the Dog, and Romeo Rabbit mid-talk, where Romeo Rabbit just mentioned he was at the Big Con Parade. Let's listen.
So what else happened at this fine, fine thing?
Well,
what,
that parade
you have a follow-up
sounds,
question?
No, I just thought, I really thought that was a good story about the parade. I really think that is like happening for the first time. I have to give applause to the convention, too, for that. Because I think I've always had the notion that furry should be outward just because of how I grew up. And I've always wanted to express myself as a dog. And I always thought, why should people hold it tight inside a convention hall? And why not show everybody? And then also feel the love coming back from fans, and it seems like it worked out, right?
Yeah, it worked out. No fursuiters died in the making of the outdoor fursuit parade. No, there were two ambulances on standby, and they weren't needed.
How long did it last?
Outside, it was about a good 10 minutes. Good 10 minute march down 10th, curving back into the convention hall, and some people went back around and did it a second time.
Wow.
And a third time.
And you had said there was something about you had a choice because a part of the parade was inside, right? And then there was a choice at the door about what you could do.
Yeah, yeah. There was a sign that and people directing people and telling people, this is the point of no return. You either go to the left to stay inside or go straight ahead to go outside. And you better be prepared because we are not responsible. If you collapse, we have ambulances on standby. But if you don't feel that you can actually do it, don't do it. If you feel you can, go for it. Have fun. And I think the majority of the fursuiters went out. I don't think a very many fursuiters stayed inside. And I think the ones that did stay inside went, okay, that was stupid. I should have went outside. especially after they heard about the turnout. 5,000 plus people. That's almost the size.
Kage sensor.
Super duper con.
Oh, yeah. Can't say it. What's Super Bowl? What? Super duper. Super thing.
Super thing.
Superfly football game.
Superfly thing.
Yes, it was a Superfly convention where furries are. Furries!
But, I think when they found out what awaited them outside, they probably, you know, kicked themselves for not going out and having some real fun. It was a lot of fun. And I hear that it's going to take place again next year and probably every year after this year. So that'll be something to look forward to, especially to the people who didn't go outside.
Was there anything else wonderful that happened this year?
Any other furry news?
Yes, any other furry news? Because
it is furry news time. And, wow. You know what? That was the highlight. That was the thing people are going to be talking about. That was what was trending on Twitter for Pittsburgh. It was the number one trending thing for Pittsburgh during the fursuit parade. And that was the centerpiece, I think, of the convention.
I'm so glad we missed it.
10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yeah, we were in boom time. Mm-hmm. We were in boom time. What were we doing at 10 o'clock on Saturday
morning? Probably snoozing.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sure we were snoozing.
Yeah, probably.
I'd heard about that, too, because, folks had said 10 o'clock is going to be, this is a special thing that's going to happen. And the chairman went on to local radio even and talked about this. So that's one of the things that probably got people. Like, he went on a 50,000-watt AM radio station that's very, like, number one in drive time in the morning and talked about the next day, this is what's going to happen. Or the 2 days later, Saturday morning at 10 a.m., you know, the furries are going to be out there. So he was excited about it.
they love his money. Yes, we love your – thank you for bringing the con to us. We love your money.
It's like any special event, you know, that makes a lot of money for whatever city.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing. It's the money.
It would. But, bowl games and other things like that, too.
Yeah. Like spring break used to be in Daytona where I live. Once upon a time, MTV used to be there and big bands used to go there and thousands of screaming teenagers would just flood the streets and clog the streets and cause chaos. But, those days are dead in Daytona. But once upon a time, it was the shit.
There's still skanky t-shirt shops there, aren't there?
Oh.
Like t-shirt shops, surfboard shops.
Sleazy, cheesy, yeah, flea bag kind of hotels and motels and gift shops. And come see our alligator, our live alligator, and buy... Ooh. You know, buy crappy Daytona t-shirts and, you know, buy shells from the beach that we picked and we're going to charge $15 for, you know.
Ain't that illegal? They don't take shells out the don't they want the shells on the beach?
You know, from what I understand, those shells that they sell in those gift shops are taken from the beach.
Imported from China?
Or imported from China.
I know. Well, when you were in Florida, Sheepy, you guys used to vacation there a long time ago. Did they have a shell ordinance back in that?
No, I don't recall us having a shell ordinance.
I don't know what shell, they call it.
Shell oil, shell
yeah,
ordinance.
Shell station, shell gas station.
Shell, what's a shell? Shell Silverstein?
Heroes in a Half Shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it. Hey, we're playing a game here. Let's keep going.
Oh, yeah, that's what.
Well, I mentioned Shel Silverstein, the guy that wrote some book.
Where the Sidewalk Ends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have any other shells?
Sally sells shells by the seashore?
All right. 5 seconds. 5 seconds.
5 seconds rule. It's a 5 second rule when it drops something.
Come to
on
Shell
the floor.
For answers? No, it's not count. That doesn't count.
I don't know. I'm out of shells.
Wow, are you? I can think just Shell be the name of many dogs, a couple of dogs I've known.
Hey, that's a line from Rage Against the Machine song, isn't it? Something, something, something with a pocket full of shells.
Oh, yeah. Is that what they actually say in that tune?
Ah, Velveeta shells and cheese.
There you go.
It's like rally round the family.
Yeah, rally round the family with a pocket full of shells.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against the Record Company. Rage Against Making Money and Let's Break Up.
Yep, those guys. Yep.
Woo!
Wow.
Alrighty. So, now that we've had a fun audio orgasm talking about all this fun that is SuperCon,
yeah.
Because we're all super pros, I will ask that fateful question once again.
What's next, Boomer the Dog? Go!
It was a fan-run convention at the time when I...
Okay. Well, let's see. We have... Aha.
It's Michael Jackson.
Well, I have some Chubby Checker. So we have Chubby Checker here and music and Love Tunnel.
All right. Chubby Checker.
Love Tunnel.
Shove your Chubby Checker into the Love Tunnel. That's what we're going to do right here.
Well, this is a song we were listening. We did something that is a tradition. Ricochet and Boomer do this thing.
No, my tradition is not shoving my Chubby Checker into, into a Love Tunnel. So don't say it's tradition.
Well, on what is it? Saturday, Sunday morning.
Because that's what I call my Schween, Chubby Checker. It's pretty interesting. You know, one day I woke up and I said, you know, I should name this thing. This thing that I'm using to whiz. I should name it. I named it Chubby Checker. Yeah,
see,
I thought it was appropriate.
Now, I never thought of that. I've heard of this guy play music for years, and I never thought of that possibility.
You ever name your bone
name.
Romeo?
Carrot.
All right.
It's my carrot.
Carrot.
Yeah.
Nibble on it.
Oh, Niblet. What? I can get him over here. He'll say, I'm ready for you to tell me a story.
Yeah. And well, what about, okay, here's the thing from the convention. The T-shirt. What did that say? That special T-shirt with the arrow pointing down. Remember, you loved it, Sheepy.
Yes, because...
And it's based on F.A.'s
Furry Affinity.
Of having an outline drawing.
Yeah.
For, of a character.
Right. And you could have YCH, your character here. And it was a nice red, or it was nice black T-shirt with red lettering with YCH and the arrow pointed straight down.
That's right, right there.
You get it? Huh?
And it's YCH, your Chubby Checker here.
Ah, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah. Oh, ah.
So that's it. What station? Hey, we should have.
We should have Romeo do what station it
okay.
is. What station is it, Romeo?
It's the canine tones of Doggy Radio.
So here we are back here.
I have a couple updates from a couple of furs that attended various cons that happened various weekends in Pennsylvania this past weekend. I'd like to go over those letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's the theme song. We need to have that theme. Do you have it?
It's copyrighted. I can't even be singing that. It's all this stuff patented. You can't say
really?
It. You can't sing it. You can't
happy
do anything.
Happy birthday.
Like that. Happy birthday, Pass the Smokes. Yeah, we can't do that either. Michael Mayer always does it on his show. He goes, George.
Oh, does he?
Yes. Okay, so I have some updates. Got music for me? That's good. I did want to come up and say there's this huge turd hanging from your frog's butt right now. That's what
you
I wanted
did?
To say. But I did the traditional, you're doing a stand-up.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to check that out.
And stand-up is, of course, the thing that a
television reporter does when they're kind of standing there with the microphone reporting on something and they're just talking to the camera. That's a stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing when they do that, a stand-up. Or they might do stand-up piece 3 or stand-up segment 4, but that's what it's called, a stand-up. All right, so here's our updates this week. The big con is over again. Oh, thank you. Telephone call. And I still didn't get laid, Fox writes. He went to the con, spent $800 for a deluxe suite so he could meet his 3-week online sweetheart, Long Dong Pinkie Pie Porn Pony. And only to find out that Long Dong couldn't make it to the con because Long Don had a progressive yeast infection that spread to his vintage Mountain Dew collection. And that kind of turned the wine to vinegar, so to speak. The Fox says he's never going to that con again until next year. And we have another one here. Another letter. Here we go. All right, letter. All right, here we go. This one is from Sherman Pizza Box Fanboy Fox. And he writes that his trip to the big con was the most amazing, incredible, unbelievable, homeopathic, Jack LaLanne, Pink Panther, Purple People Eater of a con. And he saw all of his friends from the pipeline and his most favorite club, Chumley Nuts. Now, he said that eating a Permonti was really balls to the wall. And French fries on meat and loaf was truly ass... It was, he said this, truly assless chaps finger up the chute. Now, I'm just reading what he wrote, that's all. Afterwards, the dances at the con were the best, most... There's what it says. The best, most bondage bed sheet slip and slide of them all. And he'll be back next year as his new character, Submissive Sal, everyone's porta potty. That's going to be his new favorite character coming back next week. That is our updates from various listeners to the Damn Radio Show.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Wasn't that wonderful?
It was.
That was great. I'm glad those people are listening and give us updates on what the hell.
That's true. That's right. Wow. The big con.
The big game. The big con. The big... We can't say the name because it's copyrighted.
Oh, I don't know. We're using it pretty much on the website.
Oh.
Well, no. It's Air Conditioning 2015. Air Conditioning. Yeah, we are at the website that we've given Romeo kind of a... What is that? A junior laptop?
Oh, is that right? Is it?
It's my first laptop.
Yes.
Well, no, that's... what is that?
It's a VTech, my first laptop.
Yeah, there you go. We were barking about that. That's one of the things from overnight, VTech. You found a camera from them or something.
With a microvision display so we can look at it.
Wait a minute. They sell cameras?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you barked about a cheapie, right? You found VTech something?
Yeah, VTech cameras, yep. They make
they're
those...
learning laptop people.
Yep, they make kitty cameras. Nice kitty cameras, yay.
And they're like, you barked, it even has more features than the Fisher Price. And then I boofed that. It does, because they're into those learning laptops. So they put all the buttons on the learning laptop. So I guess their cameras are loaded too. Right?
Right. Right. Well, I can say this is going to be hard to follow because these are all in different orders and they don't. The picture that's kind of right in the center of everything or right towards the bottom on right. Is the new thing that they have up in the hotel where the big convention was held. And I titled it WTFITS. What the F is this S?
Oh,
and that's
yeah,
me being very careful not to swear for no apparent reason.
Really, that's about three-fourths of the way down the page. It's this little hanging, like, rocks and a wall.
Little metal things that are floating in the air and just with cables, and there's plants, and they have a big board that they put up in the center to hold wall or something.
Doesn't your company called Mothership Enterprises have tons of artwork and abstract art pieces up on its walls and
things like that. Don't they do that?
My company?
Yeah, your...
I don't own any company.
Your company that you go into the campuses.
One day, we'll buy the company.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess that is kind of sort of modern art when you think about it. It's like a something you'd see at a mall in the 1980s, you know, like a modern art installation. I don't understand it looked weird. It was nicer when they used to have a tile map of the Pittsburgh area, downtown Pittsburgh area, and it was a big, huge, circular tile map on the floor. Was way better.
They projected, is that the thing they projected onto the floor? Or was this built into
No, that was built into the floor. Like they actually had the rivers and stuff, and I don't know if the tiles got cracked and they just decided to replace it.
So it was a mosaic then, like, made out of tiles?
Yeah.
Wow, cool. I remember.
That was nice.
I should remember that.
But what the fuck is this shit?
It's delicious.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. What, did you try tasting one of those things?
No. But
the plants.
I got there Wednesday night, late Wednesday night, and when I came in, the fursuiters were like pretending to nibble on it. So they had to like move like barriers in front of it to
oh,
keep
really?
People. Yeah.
They were having some lunch off of the nice vegetation.
Like reindeer, probably. And
there was
the big edit. So we go, and we get Romeo, and we have him and bring him to the show. Go.
We actually went to Coon's, which we've talked about on the show, to get a nice pizza and some nice food and some foodstuffs, right? Foodstuffs? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And we got some foodstuffs, but it was funny because Boomer always looks like Boomer, right? But then we had Romeo dressed up in a fox pajama, and I was the most normal-looking guy there.
What, non-furry looking?
There was a Passel 0405 employees, I guess, getting ready to do the stocking or something, and they were all just sitting around joking, because I walked past them, and I went to get some Coke, and it was the wrong aisle, and I could see they were all going...
Oh, yeah, you mean when we were left at... we went through the one section, the one main aisle, back to the fruit and vegetable area.
Yeah.
And then we were coming back, and I wondered, why are they all standing there? And did they have their phones, so were they doing... You think they were taking...
No, I don't think they do that.
Took pictures?
I don't think they...
People of Coon's website.
I know from stocking overnight at a grocery store, ain't no fun.
Oh, yeah,
ain't
it's
no fun
dreary.
To stock overnight at a grocery store. You gotta have something. And when you're a store that's open 24 hours, it's kind of nice. Actually, our store that I worked at closed at midnight, I think. But we started stocking at 11 p.m., and that was the most annoying thing. You'd be there with 100 rows of food blocking everything, and then somebody come by,
hey, can you move the cart full of this so I can get to that?
And when I go to Walmart, any super Walmart you go to, they start stocking them stores at 8 o'clock at night, so you can't get around.
No, there's those big... dollies just sitting in the aisles with crap on them.
A big, huge skids of crap.
Yeah.
They dump big, huge skids, and it's like, wait a minute, people are trying to shop here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But, oh, well.
That's when it comes in, and probably when traffic starts to go a little bit less in the food section.
But it's still, I mean, there's a lot of people that got to go to Walmart at 9 o'clock at night. And, you know, I don't like going to Walmart at 9:30 at night. When I used to get off work, I'd have to get some groceries. So I'd go to Walmart, and I couldn't get anything because it was all stuffed up with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, frickers. Yeah. Frickers.
It is dreary at night. So do you think they at least came out that might have been to see us when we passed by again? The employees? You think
I'm
they
not
were
sure. There was one guy who was like sweeping the floor who did everything he could to not look our way.
Oh, really? That guy with the real huge broom, right? The wide, like, school broom, hall broom?
You just know he didn't even want to engage in the process of trying to comprehend what we were doing. He's just like, I need to listen to some Grateful Dead.
They should know us, though. We always go in that store.
Yeah, that's true. They should know us by now.
And they should know that the big con
yeah, exactly.
is going
well,
on
that's
right
probably
now.
Why they would look more, because then they understand something, maybe. Maybe they understand because now they saw something on TV, so they're more aware.
And it's just me picking up another thing of Kotex to put it in the shopping cart. You know, it's just me having fun. Mm-hmm. I'm just having fun.
That's right. Wow.
Fun!
You're listening to the Canine Tones of Doggy Radio with Boomer the Dog and Ricochet Sheepdog.
There's a thorn on the sidewalk, girl on the corner selling blankets and magazines.
Yep, Pianosaurus, which is a funny name, too.
My friend Evan Ford would play it on the Evan Ford's Avant-Garde Show. And, of course, we did the nickname of that, Fags.
Wow, so the pizza bell just rang.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, can you vamp?
Oh, we're going to have to vamp.
I'll
put it on you guys now.
All right.
Pressure's on. You go ahead and pull that hot pizza out of that hot hole of an oven. And then push it back in and pull it out and push it back in.
YPH, your pizza here.
Exactly. Thank you, Romeo. What is it? Kutan up here said, haha, that t-shirt was funny 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't, it's the first time I've seen it. I didn't know. I wasn't here. I don't know.
Never saw it before myself at all. So, yeah.
So it was funny to me. It's like, I copyrighted this con. All right, fine. We have more pictures to discuss, and we'll discuss them without Boomer the Dog for the moment while he's pulling our pizza. He's pulling the drawers off our pizza. How's it look? Did it look burnt, or is it okay?
Oh, no, it's actually, we have to give it a little more time, a couple of minutes.
Oh, so you had to push it back in again.
Oh, yeah. I heard you.
Yeah, and push it back. Look at that. We have a couple more pictures up there. Romeo, did you happen to go to the Headless Fursuit Lounge?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, I did.
Wow. What a wonderful place that is. They just, put curtains up?
Yeah, they didn't have it in a separate room or anything. They just put curtains up and just kind of blocked off the end of the hall. And I was in there, and there was lots of water and some tables. People just could chill and just drink water and rehydrate themselves. But yeah, no, it wasn't in a separate room or closed off in a separate area. It was just kind of flapping in the breeze there at the end of the hallway.
How many people actually came in with their camera and said, "I want to take pictures of you guys without your heads on"?
Nobody, thankfully. Ah. But. People, like other fursuiters in the room, were taking pictures of other fursuiters.
Oh.
But with their heads on.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
I hate that. You know, I don't have my head on because I'm hot. I need to breathe. I don't want my picture taken. I have to breathe. You don't want to see the idiot that's under this fursuit. Uh-oh. Is that the pizza?
Yeah, maybe. But it seems like that's so short. That wasn't 2 minutes.
Time to reset the pizza clock.
Really? I think we need another minute. It got to give it a little bit more time.
All right, here's the answer. Sausage. Okay, next.
If we smell smoke, I think we're in trouble, but I don't smell smoke yet.
Yeah, I'll take burning down the house for 25. Thank you. So this is it. This is a horrible, I guess you could say it's a courtesy. But I've always had fursuit inside of a room where you couldn't really see anything. This was, like, shoddy, shabby. Would you say that? It just wasn't very... Oh, well.
It worked, but it looked... It just... Maybe it wasn't, but it certainly looked like it was an afterthought.
MASH 477's fursuit headless lounge.
Oh, yeah, because everything was intense.
Remember how they said? Suicide is painless. What?
Everything is intense.
Ah, yes. That's
like
what
the commercial says.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Honestly, with the way they had the fursuit, the headless lounge set up, anybody could peek behind the curtains if they were slick enough.
Yeah. Did they have anybody watching? Did they have a door sigh on the door?
They didn't have anybody guarding the headless lounge, really. Not at all.
Hey, how long was the wait for the elevator?
Oh, Christ.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I heard about immense waiting for elevators, and that was, I think you barked that right
Holla Romeo?
Yeah, yeah. The brand new smart elevator system failed miserably.
Uh-oh. That's sausage and cheese with a slight crust for 100.
Your time is up.
Well, Quinn's at 1573rd. Good night. Another show. Yay.
Wow.